From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Shelley Delaney with this local and state news update. The Alaska House passed a bill early this Tuesday morning that revises last year's overhaul of the state's criminal sentencing laws. After a series of contentious votes on amendments, 32 House members voted for Senate Bill 54, while 8 voted against it. Anchorage Democratic Representative Matt Clayman says the bill makes improvements to last year's Senate Bill 91.
I suggest to all of you that Senate Bill 91 has never been the boogeyman. We know that longer and longer sentences are not making Alaska safer.
SB 54 increases penalties for Class C felonies and petty thefts, as well as for those who violate the conditions of their release. Anchorage Republican Representative Chuck Kopp says the bill is part of a criminal justice reform effort that allows people to redeem themselves.
The most beautiful stories that are ever told among humankind are always stories of redemption. The orphan finding a family, the lost being found, the broken life restored, a wounded heart healed. Senate Bill 54 is very aggressive on crime, but it does not shut the door on a man and a woman's life finding a way back.
The House passed 10 amendments to the bill over 3 days of debate while defeating 25 others. 6 of the past amendments toughen penalties for some offenses. In Anchorage, Alaska State Troopers are investigating the death of a man found in a ditch off the Parks Highway last week as a homicide. Troopers say 32-year-old Patrick McMullen of Wasilla was found dead on an ATV trail a short distance from his vehicle. McMullen's vehicle was found at a pullout at mile 59 in Houston. Troopers were notified Thursday morning. Troopers are asking that anyone who was in that area after 9 p.m. last Wednesday and may have seen anything suspicious or any vehicles at the pullout contact troopers in Palmer. Municipal officials plan to open a warming center for the homeless later this month. The Juneau Assembly approved an ordinance appropriating $75,000 to the project at its Monday night meeting. The center will be open when the temperature drops below freezing. It will operate through April in the old Department of Public Safety building on Whittier Avenue near Centennial Hall. It's expected to hold about 25 people. The Assembly considered and supported the proposal at an October 23rd work session, but it needed a full vote in a regular meeting to become official. Monday's vote was unanimous. Funding will come from municipal tobacco tax revenues. The city also considered using its downtown transit center for the warming shelter. Taking a look at weather, mostly sunny today with a temperature falling around 32 degrees by 5 p.m. Northeast wind around 30 miles per hour with gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 25. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Shelley Delaney.